Blog Talk Radio.
Went out, the drunks came out, the politicians went out. It'll never be the same. One doctor says the virus will never go away, the other one says they'll never get a good vaccine. I think he'd do better if he had a maxine than a vaccine. Well, I tell you, it's a real mess. Hirochi's causing trouble. She threw the Republicans out. They can't agree on a stimulation. I think Hirochi needs some stimulation.
You dirty rat.
I tell you, the politicians are going nuts. They don't know what they're doing. Well, that's nothing new about that. You know.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's going to happen next. I heard that Mr. Trump is sending $500 to every child in this country. God bless him. In a sight, frolic,
hey.
Friendly philosopher. All right. I freaked out some girl today in town.
What'd you do?
I went up to her and I said, excuse me, miss. I said, do you think I should run for president?
What'd she say?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I think you're on the phone. She said, yeah. I'm thinking of running for president. What do you think? Do I look like a president?
What'd she say?
She
said
nothing. She answered me with a question. Do you want to run for president? I said, yeah, well, I'm thinking about it, you know. I may be able to do a lot good for this country.
Yeah, and what'd she say?
She just walked into the store and didn't say nothing.
Thought you were crazy.
Well, maybe. Here, a blind guy with a dog comes up to her and says, you think I should run for president? I just wanted to get a reaction.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Anyway, then I went into another place, and I wanted to get a haircut, but they only do girls' hair.
Really? Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's crazy.
So she told me, the nice lady told me I had to go around the corner to the barbershop. I had one barbershop, and I couldn't stand it. Oh, these guys smoking cigarettes.
Oh, in the shop.
And then they come and they want to cut your hair. Ugh, the whole thing smelled. I couldn't turn me off.
Yeah, I would be turned off.
All right. In a sight, Mr. Biden is supposed to call in later. We'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
That one. And we got, what else we got? Oh, we got the Lauren Hardy and maybe some honeymooners. We got the honeymooners.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. All right. The whole world's going to the dogs. Well, that would be an improvement.
It would.
I think...
At this point.
I think the dogs and the Indians could run this country better.
I think so.
Together. You know, I was thinking today, Now I give you an example. See, there's a light on the corner here, where I live, and somebody knocked it out. You know?
Wow.
So it's interesting to see how long it's going to take them to fix that light. I bet you it's not going to be nowhere near how long it takes them to put up an accessible light.
Yeah, right.
You know? So they had a couple of trucks out there today. I don't know what they did. All right. Inner sight around the world. And I got a phone call from Senator Boyle. Nice guy, you know, telling me that beware of these Trump emails. He says there's a lot of scamming going on, that
mm-hmm.
people are trying to raise money, you know, and it's not really from him.
Trump, yeah, yeah.
So you gotta be careful.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's it. I'm gonna erase most of those emails and.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. And he said, if you want to respond to Mr. Trump, go directly to his website, because a lot of these emails that are going out are
fakes.
False.
Yeah,
I tell you, man, people, you got to be careful today.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on? I have a feeling that Jimmy Dinigan's behind the whole thing. You know, it's something that Jimmy would do, you know.
Yeah.
Or maybe Gabriel.
Gabriel
style.
That's who would do it. I think Gabriel would do it.
Yeah. You know. Because a couple of them were about fundraising, you know.
Oh, there you go. It's Gabriel then.
And one headline was, thinking back now, you didn't make your donation yet.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
That's the facts there.
Now, I don't think that Mr. Trump would ask for a donation like that.
Yeah, I do.
Come to think of it. No, I don't think so.
I
think it's illegal to solicit like that.
Why do you think it's illegal to solicit like that?
Because it has to be in a more concrete, upstanding way, like in an event.
Like what?
An event.
No. It doesn't have to be in a more concrete, upstanding way. All the politicians ask. Seriously.
I don't know. I haven't gotten any other emails. So I don't know.
Don't forget, we...
In the mail,
up.
In writing. I think it has to be in writing, in the mail.
No. No, it doesn't. Especially if you say something to the president, then you sign up your email and stuff like that when you do something like that. Remember we wrote a letter and stuff online, and when we did that, that's what happened.
We wrote a letter to the governor, not to the president.
Yeah, we wrote to the president, too.
Nah, I never wrote to the president. Nope, I never wrote to Mr. Trump. I mean, I wrote a letter, but I don't think it ever got sent. But anyway, in a sight around the world, and, you know, the funnies, the frolics.
I'll look. not today. I'll look.
Yeah, you look. Around the world. Yeah, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. A little bear, you know. Key to Rescue. Tom's River, New Jersey. Heard they had a blackout over there.
Yes, and that's...
Well, maybe it was why do they call it a blackout? Maybe it's call it a whiteout. I don't know. Just call it an outage.
An outage, yeah.
Outage. All right, Big East, Key to Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Key to Lady, and 609-388-7004 is the phone number. Rescue and help in Akita. All right. Around the world, Anthony Kennedy. My buddy over there in Islip, New York. Kennedy Realty. Buy a house, sell a house, get a house. Don't destroy a house.
Yeah, right.
All right. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186, and he'll give you some good info. He's a good guy. And you know what I like about Kennedy? He's not greedy. You know? If he can help someone, you know, many a time he said to me, oh, if I can find an apartment for a disabled person, he says, I won't take a fee.
How
you like that?
That's awesome.
That's the kind of guy Kennedy is. So you know he's a good guy.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
All right, Kennedy
been a
Realty.
Good guy. Yeah.
Check him out. Yeah. Around the world, in the sight, all the beautiful children, Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, all the others, go an extra mile for a child, and remember, Inner Sight told you. All right?
Yeah.
And I think Mr. Trump is extending himself, $500 for every dependent in the country. Man, that's good that he did that. Very good. Shows you he cares. All right. Around the world, let's see. What else we got? Oh, some of our friends. GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and Touro Law Center with a .com. Some of our friends who care about Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, Nobody Starves on Long Island. Don't forget Gary. You need dog food, cat food. You can't afford it. You know, Gary rescues dogs, cats, and he gets food donated, and he gets medical donated. So give him a call, 631-484-3085. And if you hear any dogs and cats in the background, that's the Nobody Starved Long Island music. You've cut that out. All right.
Sure.
What else we got? Oh, we got it all. We got Inner Sight. We got Outer Sight. We got No Sight.
That's true. We got it all.
You cut that out.
We got
One guy
no come
sight. Up to me in the street and said, did you ever try glasses?
Oh,
I said,
my
yeah,
goodness.
Did you?
Said that to you. That's funny.
Yeah.
It really is funny.
Did I ever try glasses? I said, yeah, I tried them. Why do you think
and
I'm blind?
Them. Yeah.
I went blind from them, I told them.
You
oh,
didn't,
my God.
You didn't dare do that.
I didn't know glasses. He says, I didn't know glasses could blind you. Said, well, you know now. Now get out of here, you moron.
He's such a moron. Oh, my God. People have the nerve to go up to another person and say, did you try glasses?
Oh, yeah.
What a
people
jackass.
Say all kinds of
no, I'm yeah. sorry. That's kind of bold.
Another guy came up to me some years ago. He said, well, where'd you get it, son, in the war? I said, yeah. I got plenty of things in the war. Kind of weird, you know. Weird
you know,
people.
That is weird, too. People are very weird.
All right. What was this thing I heard on the news? People.
Now, I got a better one when you're done. What somebody
yeah.
told me.
People trying to drink in a bar with the mask on. Did you hear about that bar who filed a false claim?
No.
Said his bar got destroyed.
And it was there.
And they sent him,
that's
what, a
funny.
Couple of $1 million and they found out he was a phony, and then they had the FBI go after him. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, man. You don't fool around with Mr. Trump.
No, I wouldn't.
He'd get after you.
Yeah.
Now, if that was the other guy, he'd sit up there in the basement and go, oh. Yeah. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do anything about it. But Trump, if he finds out you took the money from the country and you're a phony, look out. I tell you, boy, he'll have the damn militia down on you. Mm-hmm. All right, in a sight. And
I got to tell you what happened to me.
Go ahead.
I was working at the Bronx VA one time, and I just was like, you know, an intern there, and I was young at the time, and this person comes running up to me and says to me, "Oh, my dear." I'm like, "Oh, my dear," and I'm looking around. "Were you in Desert Storm?" And I just smiled, and I said, "No." "I wish I was in Desert Storm.
No,
maybe
I was
I'd
in
get
the
some
storm
extra
business.
Money." "No, wait." I said, "Maybe I, you know, I was stupid enough not to be in Desert Storm. I would have been having extra money now," I said. That's what I told the person. And they said to me, "Oh, so what happened to you?" So that I just was like, I said, "I don't know.
What happened to me? What do you mean? What happened to you? Nothing wrong with me. Get out of here."
I said, "I don't know." "I don't know." She goes, "But really,
what happened
to you?" Yeah, yeah. She kept asking.
Oh, because
like,
you were in a wheelchair. That what it was?
Yeah, yeah. "What happened to you?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And it's the truth. I don't know.
Well, you should have said, "I'm playing a part in a movie. Now get out of here. You're blocking
yeah,
the camera."
Right? And she'd be looking around.
What the hell's the matter with you? What I would have said to him, what mental hospital did you escape from? Right here?
Upstairs, yeah. They do have a mental ward.
I know.
I've been to that mental ward to take care of patients. It wasn't fun. Seriously.
Oh, they got some pretty wild guy people up there.
Oh, yes, they do. Seriously, they do.
And, I mean, you can't help it. A lot of them think, you know,
the
they got
still happening.
Hurt in
yeah.
the war there, and they think they're still there. You know?
Yeah, and it's sad. It really is.
All right, in a sight, we're all big dog lovers on this show. Give me a little honeymoon of music, will you?
All right, hang on.
Honeymoon.
I don't know. What happened with this?
Oh,
stupid Joe, wait a second. I don't know why it's not playing. Okay, there it goes.
Why did Bing Crosby sing like that?
I have no idea. You did a good job.
Imagine the guy goes boom, 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 and he makes $1 million. Gee, I'd like to have a
yeah,
job
right?
like that. I heard he was a mean son of a bitch.
Really? I didn't think he was. I mean, I don't know. I never met him.
Well, you know, you hear rumors, but you never know. Oh, sorry.
I don't know what the hell that was.
Oh, there, Alistair. Boy. What a sweet dog. It's a beautiful dog there. I didn't know they had a dog.
Well, I just got him, Ed.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I love dogs, you know. I love dogs. Feeding time. You got to feed him, huh? I need mm-hmm. that. Yeah, little boy. You got to eat this.
You want to feed him, Tommy?
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah. Take a couple of spoons of this and put it in the dish. All right. There you go there, boy. Daddy poo. Ba 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 boo, there you go. Din din. Now wait a minute. Let me taste this here. All right, tastes good. Tastes very familiar. This food is very familiar. Wait a minute. I think I got it. Grandma's delicious mystery appetizer. That's it. All right. Where is it? Where's what, Rob? Where is it? Do we have a dog? Where's the dog? The dog is eating the din-din there. Today was the most miserable day of my life. Well, what happened, Rob? What happened? The miracle I wasn't fired. How would you feel if you gave your boss dog food to eat? To
yeah.
Your dog? What? Well, I'd be all right if my boss was a cocker spaniel. I've never so humiliated in my life. Where's the dog? Oh, here. Oh, look, look, Ralph. Here's a cute little dog. Get him away from me. Put him back in the box, Norton. Put him in the box or I'm going to do something to you. That dog is going out. Wait a minute, Ralph. Wait a minute. You can't throw this poor little creature out there in the street there all lonely and dark and cold and the poor you. You wouldn't do that. Oh, no? Watch me.
Yeah.
Ralph Crandon, you just lost your card to the human race. Dog is going out. Dog food. All right. Come on. I'm taking him back to the pound. To the pound? Oh, gee, Ralph. I wish you wouldn't do it. Don't do it, Ralph. Please. I love that dog. Oh, is it the dog pound? Oh, yes. Well, I have a dog that I have to return. Oh. A stray dog? Yeah, well, my wife. Oh, you'll have to see Mr. Scooter in here. Oh, wait a minute. You can't go in. Wait a minute. All right. Come on. Ralph goes in. He comes out with two or three, four dogs. Come on, boys. Come on. Yeah. All these dogs, they're going to be destroyed. You believe it? And these two are over their limit.
Wow, what are you doing with all those dogs?
Would you like to add to see the new one? Look at this. They're going to be destroyed, Alice. My dog is going to be destroyed. Get out of my way. All right, the big dog lover convention.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the...
I know how that is.
The raccoon convention when they... They went on a train, you know, and they were going in the wrong direction. And Norton says, Ralph, you mind if I smoke? And Ralph said, I don't care if you burn.
I don't care if you burn.
So he gets up on the bunk there, and he's, you know, and they're handcuffed together. That's what makes it so funny. You know, they got that from Laurel and Hardy, you know.
I remember that.
Yeah. Well, now you, what have you got there, Ollie? Oh. Now, these are very interesting, see? They're called trick handcuffs. Trick handcuffs? Well, what do you do with those? Oh, they're a lot of fun, see? Now, when you go to a party, you know, and you're sitting around and nobody knows, you know how people can get at a party and the party dies down and everybody's sitting around, they don't know what to do, right? Yeah, well, I know what they do. What? Well, they come over to you and start annoying you, and then everything perks up, and you take out the trick handcuffs. That's right. The trick handcuffs, see? And I put one on my wrist like this. And then some other fella comes over, and I said, oh, pardon me, would you mind lending me your wrist? And he goes, and the elder fella goes, what? Well, what are you, some kind of a maniac or something? Are you a nut? Did you just escape? Said, no, these are fun. These are magic handcuffs, see? And you don't need a key to open them up. All you do is go boom, and they open. So I put the like this, see? Give me a wrist, Stanley. Wait a minute. Are you sure you can do... Uh-oh. Now we're handcuffed together, see? Well, I hate to tell you this, but I got to go to the bathroom. The bathroom? Well, now, wait a minute. I'll get you out. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. But I've been ready.
Mm-hmm.
But the bathroom's not ready.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, boom. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom. Well, you're not booming right. Either that or you're boomed over the side. I think you're all boomed out, Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
Will you? Never mind. Now, I know that when I went down to the store, the fellow hooked me up, and all he did was go boom, and it opened up. But now let me ask you, when you went to the store, did the man use these same handcuffs? Well, no. He had another pair, which he took from behind the counter. Well, that's where you got rooked. Now, just go down there to the store behind the counter and get the other handcuffs, and we'll boom. Will you stop that? How am I going to go to the store when I'm handcuffed to you? What's the matter, Ollie? You having an attack? Yes. I just realized I have to stay handcuffed to you for the rest of my life. Oh, no, why don't you help me? Well, I tried to help you, but you wouldn't bump right. Would you? Anyway, that's what I got.
I can't remember that episode.
That's what I got it from, with the handcuffs. All right, Inner Sight, have you been listening to, Louis should be here later, I think.
Yeah.
Have you been listening to Mr. Biden's speeches?
Interesting speeches at that.
Mm.
I don't like both of the selections. Let's put it that way.
Well, I don't know who writes his speeches, but I hope he doesn't write them. 'Cause if he does, that's going to make him look worse than he is. Anyway... the other day, somebody told me, I've never heard one of his commercials, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me that on one of the speeches, he got up and he said, I'm Joe, I need you to help me, I'm running for senator. So I don't know, if
he's
somebody
confused,
wrote that and he was reading it or what. But anyway, we're supposed to get Mr. Biden on the line here. We're waiting for his...
entrance. Well, we got
his
Louis.
Phone call. And we'll wait a little longer. See if maybe he's delayed. Don't forget,
in the meantime,
he's in the basement.
We could put Louis on.
He's in the basement, so... you know, he may not have good access to phones down there. I don't know. All right, we got Louis on the line?
Yeah.
All right, let's have Louis.
Okay.
For a little bit, and then we'll see about Mr. Biden.
Okay. Hey, Louis.
Inner Sight Live with Louis.
Hello, this
Louis.
Is Louis Rivera, live on Inner Sight. I'm talking to Frank Perino and the pretty... Suzanne Tomasi Ferrero on the radio.
On the radio, yeah, that's it. Yeah, so what's up, Lou? How you doing there? What's this? I hear you want to be president of the United States.
Are you me, president of the United States?
Yeah, you want to? Yeah, why not? Everybody else is running.
Yeah.
Lou,
let me ask you something. Inner Sight. Brought to you by Larry Rivera, went to it's Victoria's Secret, makers of the fine products of the lump drops and fishnet stockings and pantyhose and some other accessories.
Maybe they'll sponsor you for president. You wear a fishnet stocking on your head. You get a lot of votes for that. Woo! Imagine Mr. Trump saw Louis with a fishnet stocking on it. on his head, and he's one of the presidents.
Prince talking on the head, yes.
I know what Trump would say.
What
in the hell is this world coming to? Yeah. So, are you going to get a lot of votes from Victoria's Secret?
I gotta talk to Buffy Casalvo all about it.
Buffy could be your manager.
Yeah.
You know, you run for president. Well, what are you going to do about the Chinese situation?
Around the Chinese situation, my name is Pat Cooper. I'm in Chinatown talking to my friend of mine.
He's in China,
Jerry
Lord.
And meanwhile, we ate too much Chinese food and make my stomach go growling, and then we got to come up for air. And after that, we went to a bar, had a few drinks, and we're talking to Pat Cooper. Why are you giving me too many drinks for, Jerry Lewis? Now cut that out. I don't want no drinks right now.
Chinese are
going
to have a good time with Louis.
I'm having a good time with Louis. You want to talk to Jerry Lewis and that other character.
Yeah. Well, listen, once you get the Chinese drunk, they'll vote for you, see?
Hello, and my name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. My name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. I'm at the South Shore Mall. I was at Victoria's Secret looking around. Meanwhile,
that's
Suzanne Taurasi looking at the women's hosiery in the store. I caught the white and rented. I don't know if the right size fits me, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I lost weight, you know, so
regular
that's
riot.
A good question.
you could do the Chinese marumba. Maybe you'll get votes.
Well, I already talked to Pat Cooper already.
Yeah. What's Pat think you're running for president?
I told Pat Cooper we went to a wrong restaurant in Chinatown. Supposed to be a pizzeria, not in China.
When did you go to a Chinese pizzeria?
I had the wrong place.
I never had a pizza with dumplings on it.
Oh, that's weird.
That must be weird.
Yeah.
What if they have any
Chinese
pizza?
And
Able News, I'm going to read the story of Able News. Able News Network presents Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero. Able News is a newspaper with Buffy Costello sliced right in her face, right into the cover of Able News.
We're not going to lose about the sponsor, you know.
I know it's a sponsor,
you don't
but I'm talking
that,
about
you know.
Buffy Costello.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buffy would look good on the Able News.
Oh, I think she would.
Sure, why not? All right.
Yeah, something like that.
Frolics. And Louis Rivera. Hey, Lou, how about a little song? A good campaign song. A song that will get your votes. Come on, give us a little song. How about a little Spanish Harlem or something? I don't know.
How about a children's song dedicated to the Cookie Monster?
All right.
The Cookie Monster. Okay.
What do you
got?
Sunny days sleeping the clouds away. On my way, where the frown lover drops his sweet. Tell me how to get to the love drop. On the magic carpet ride, ready to hide, before you, baby people wear. Sunny days, sleeping the clouds away. On my way, where the love drops of sweet. Tell me how to get to the love drops. How to get to the love drops.
All right, Lou Rivera. Hey, Cookie Monster. All the Cookie Monster mommies will vote
for
you.
Hey, Cookie Monster, cut down the cookies, will you?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lou. You were great as usual.
Susanna, love you.
Oh, I love you too, Lou. You take care, okay?
All right.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
We'll catch you next week. Inner Sight funny than Jimmy Dinigan was going to run, you know.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Louis, one second. Hang up a second.
You know, Jimmy Dinigan was going to run for president. But he couldn't find a... Pale Ginger Ale didn't want to sponsor him. You know, for the presidency. You know, he said, I had him on the phone a little bit. And said, Jimmy, what happened?
President. Yeah, they didn't want to. They said the ginger ale company, they can't be involved with politics.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
Pale ginger ale, first of the glass, they don't like it, turn everywhere.
I knew you said that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hung up on you, right?
No, I hung up on them. I said, I've been advertising you for 400 years, and you won't help me be president? What's the matter with you people? Pale ginger ale, five of the glass, if you don't like it, me.
All right. Jimmy's bid for the White House, short-lived. All right.
Yeah.
All right, we got Mr. Biden, before we get to Mr. Biden, television. Television on Inner Sight, Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20. And Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit. And what is that music I hear in the background? What the hell is that?
I don't know. There's no music here.
Some kind of interference. Oh, maybe it's the...
Yeah, maybe there's something...
Maybe it's
the
remnants. It's the remnants of the wires when the electricity went off. The wires are still dangling outside.
Probably.
Because they didn't fix them. All right, we have Mr. Biden on the line, I'm told. All right, through my magical earpiece. And Mr. Sir Joe Biden, welcome to Inner Sight. Oh yeah, I need your help. I'm running for vice president. I mean, senator. Mr. Biden, excuse me, but you are a senator. Oh yeah, that's what I said. I'm a senator, and I want to help the country and. To run for the president, you see. I met somebody on the street, and he was very nice to me. He said, well, why don't you just run? I said, what? Run, he said, run so far, you'll never come back. Now, listen, Mr. Biden, what are you going to do to protect this country? Well, what I would do is, if I ever had to do that, I'd call Mr. Trump because he knows how to do it. Oh yeah, I'd get him as a penitentiary advisor. What? A penitentiary advisor. No, wait a minute. Have you ever been in jail? Oh, no, sir. I've never been in jail. Not that I know of. I mean, I visited jail, but one time I went to visit my cousin in jail, and they locked the door. I couldn't get out. Oh, what happened? Well, and my cousin had to yell and bang, and they came in, and they said, "What's he doing in there?" And then my cousin said, "Well, you locked the door. He was going home, you idiot." So it's the only time that I was in jail. But, Mr. Biden, why do you hang out in the basement so much? Oh, well, I have a few friends down there, you know, and I love a few friends. I don't want to talk about them because they're very shy. My friends are very shy in the basement. And, but I need your help. I'm running for Congress. I mean, the senator.
You'll lose.
I have to get a lot of votes, see, because the only way I can get a new suit if I get enough votes.
Oh.
A new suit. Yeah. See, I got this suit, it doesn't fit me too good. Well, now wait a minute. If you're disabled, and we tend to think you are, we know nothing to be ashamed of. Inner Sight will help you. Oh, thank you. Yeah, we will help you. Unfortunately, the law, the American Disability Act, is very weak, and it doesn't really stand up for us. You see, so we have to change that. What would you do about that, sir? Oh, well, I would. I'd make it more anti-verbiarentis. You know what? Anti-verbiarentis. You know, in other words, less talk and more action. All right, that sounds good. Well, Mr. Biden, we wish you every success. You know, one tip. Who writes your speeches? Oh, I had a fellow he came by the basement one day, and he said, "I got a speech for you." And he handed me this paper, and at the top of the paper it said, "I'm running for senator." and that's where I got the idea. Oh, all right. Now, listen, Joe, just, you know, I have a suggestion. When you get up there in public, just sit in the corner, put your hat down over your face, and shut up. Thank you for calling in, Mr. Biden.
He's so fresh. I don't like either of them, I told you. I think they're both moronic.
Woo!
I do.
Next week we'll have to have Mr. Trump.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're an equal time opportunity show.
Yeah. And you're going to go, "Oh, Trump is the best." I don't know about that either.
Oh, no, I'm not going to. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt like I gave Mr. Biden.
Uh-huh, but you got to put in all his horrible actions, too.
Mr. Biden got a little mixed
to
up.
Inject, to inject, you know, freaking Clorox in your veins.
Well, we'll
you
talk
know?
About that.
Yeah, we have to.
Not
you got
to
do everything.
The other
both
stuff
of them are morons. I'm thinking both are morons.
You want to put Ajax.
Yeah, whatever the heck he wants in your freaking veins.
Ajax, the foaming cleanser.
Exactly.
Imagine all the Ajax
the
company would sell if they...
If it was for true, yeah.
If it was
sell a
good
lot,
for
but
that.
It's not. It's poison. Come on.
I remember the old Ajax commercial. Boom,
yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Down the drain, you know, something like that.
so fresh.
That's where Mr. Trump's going to go up there. And boom, 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 down the drain.
Down the drain. Both of them are going to go boom, 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 boom,
Biden,
boom, down the drain.
Biden will
you know
be
that.
Right behind them.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know who's good. They don't know who's going to be in the office. Oh, no. Kanye, who has no experience.
Well, a lot of people believe that Mr. Biden is disabled. And, you know, there's nothing, I mean,
no.
Nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I don't know if he can grasp the severity, the seriousness of the office of the President of the United States.
Well, at this point, I don't know, and that's why I'm not voting for him either.
He may be better off just as a senator,
Mickey
Mouse, where he doesn't have to.
Something like that. Or Sarahbell, or something like that. I'm voting, yes, because it's my right to vote. I've been given that right. However, I'm not satisfied with any of the candidates.
Oh. Well, I wonder if that girl on the street's going to vote for me.
Did you give her your card?
Woo! In sight. What else
That's
you got?
That's funny. Let me see who's waiting in queue.
Oh, we got a call?
The candidate.
Oh, maybe we
candidate
got somebody who wants
Carino
to run for president. Anybody out there who wants to run?
No.
Put on your sneakers and call.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to Carnegie Hall, where we find America's foremost violinist.
That's appropriate.
I really didn't.
Playing a symphonic arrangement of Love in Blue.
Very appropriate.
Okay, you want me to hit it again?
Yeah, go ahead. Let it run.
Right,
and then we'll do the song by Willie Nelson.
We take you to Carnegie Hall, where we find America's foremost violinist, Jack Benny.
Take a break.
Playing a symphonic arrangement of Love in Blue.
Could I have A, please, Professor? That's close enough. if you please, Mike.
Thank you. why. He's so nice.
That's not
that's
easy to
so
do, you know, like that.
No, it isn't. It takes a lot of control.
Yeah, really, no. It's concentration.
How to play.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to know how to play right to know how to play wrong, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to dedicate the song by Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, to Joe Arion. This program dedicated to the memory of Joe. You know, Joe used to like the Follies a lot.
Oh, we all did.
And
Joe in particular.
I believe he's up there looking down on us. So.
Yeah, he is.
You want to try that song? You said you hooked it up somehow.
Yeah, I did. Let's.
Inner Sight Funnies.
All right.
Willie
here
and Haggard.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go. Live.
High on a mountain in western Montana, a silhouette moves across the cinnamon sky.
That was my fault.
Person called music, put a song on his lips, and a tear in his eye. Dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, and how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lady, and ooh, he made some sigh. Now he rides away on a horse he called music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye. He rode the music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, way too much ride. Those were the days when a horse he called music jumped through the moon, sailed across the sky. Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by. Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called Memories, he used to ride. And he sang, ooh, to the lady, ooh, they damn near lay down and die. Now he rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart here in his eyes. High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky, marking the place where a horse he called Music lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
And that's a song dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joe Arion. I want to thank Suzanne for getting that on the board.
Yeah, it was hard to get on the board. I kept
searching.
Well,
you did a great job. You did a great job.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. What else we got? yeah. We had the, I don't know how much time we got left.
You got 4 minutes.
Oh, all right. We don't have much time, but we don't have many callers, so.
Well, we have Anthony, but he's sitting listening. He likes. I didn't get the Abbott and Costello, and I'm so sorry. I tried getting that on the board, but it was giving me trouble. So, sorry.
Oh, Abbott and Costello, yeah. I remember
the
I don't know which episode.
Yeah, I couldn't get it. It was the soup episode, and I was trying to get a Abbott and Costello thing on the board, but they're protected. I got to find a way to do it. So
we had the baseball one on a while back.
Yeah, I know.
Who's on first?
Yeah, I know. Maybe I can.
So I don't know what happened to that one. It disappeared.
Yep. I'm trying
A lot of these things move around the world because the blog is kind of weird, you know. So they move around a lot.
We had a little. Oh, who's on? We could do this. I don't know if I can get it to work. We'll see. Let me see.
Well, we got to see. It's a question of time, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one. Hold on. Let me see.
What
is it? Oh, perfect time. 4 minutes. Okay, hang on.
Oh, well, I'm going to run over.
Here we go. So,
Abbott and Costello? Is that what we're doing? I can't hear anything. What happened with it? Well, I don't know who is talking to who, but I remember Abbott and Costello with Botchicaloop. Yeah, and he was going to do a birthday cake for Lou Costello. See, it was Lou's birthday. And they went down to Botchicaloop restaurant.
90. Seconds.
And we're almost out of time. And he wanted the biggest cake. And Botchicaloop got very annoyed because he didn't have enough candles. Lou wanted all these candles. You know?
Anthony wants to talk now.
We only have 1 minute left. And he wanted to light all these candles on the cake. And Botchicaloop lit the candles, and the whipped cream started going all over the place. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? Know, and he started yelling. And I don't want a birthday cake. You've ruined my whole birthday cake. Look what you did, Botchicaloop. You know? And Botchicaloop picked the cake up. The candles were out, and he hit Costello with it right in the face.
The cake, yeah, I remember that.
Well, at least I got to eat my birthday cake. You know, he's eating
it. He's eating it in his face. I remember that.
Yeah. I will be with you Monday, mad or glad.
10 seconds.
Inner sight. Goodbye, world. Thank you so much. Good night, everybody. Inner sight.
Woo! Good night, everyone. Ha ha.